Are you connected?
Hello and welcome to Are You Connected number 71. Today is March the 23rd and it's a beautiful autumn day. And my name's Lois Smethurst and with me is my friend Jenny Ashby. And we're going to be talking about Skype today. Hello Jenny, how are you?
Oh, not too bad, Lois. How are you on a Sunday?
Oh, I'm good, very good. It's been beautiful weather. I love this time of year.
Lovely autumn weather. Yes, it's been great.
Yes, superb. Now, you've just finished is it your third or your fourth Skype around the world?
It was the fourth Skype around the world.
So another weekend without sleep, another Friday night without sleep, Jen?
Yes, this time last weekend I was in recovery mode.
And how did it all go?
It all went very well, it did. We managed to Skype 18 different schools.
In 18 different countries?
Not quite, no, in about four different continents.
Four different continents, that's a lot of continents.
Yes, we had a few that didn't show up. That's a bit disappointing. A few mix-ups of what they thought they were doing, and some people went on holidays and forgot to let us know.
Oh, did they? And some people, daylight saving happened in the middle of that too, didn't it?
Daylight saving happened the week before, and I realised, because I thought we won't be affected by daylight saving because we're not changing our clocks yet.
No.
But everyone else turned their daylight savings on.
So you managed to compensate for that?
Yes, all the people in the US mainly turned their daylight saving on.
Right.
People in the UK didn't. Theirs is the end of March, the same as ours.
Right.
Because I was trying to avoid that because I've had that happen once before in October, the other end of it.
Right.
Where we turn on and everyone else turned off. So, yeah, I've had that before.
So which continents did you get around? USA, obviously, UK.
Well, we started off with Australia and then went over to New Zealand.
Right.
And came back to Australia, then we went up to China.
Right.
Asia, and then we went to Kenya in Africa.
That was exciting.
Yes, then over to Ireland.
Okay.
And the UK in Oxford and Bedford in the UK and back to Ireland. And then across to the USA where we visited quite a few different places in the USA.
Did you have any language problems?
We didn't have any language problems, no. Everyone we spoke to was busy learning English.
Okay.
So that was fortunate for us. But we did teach some schools some Chinese from our Chinese language we're learning. The children loved teaching other children how to say some different things in Chinese.
All right.
So that was very good for them.
I bet you didn't do that in China.
In China, well, we did say some Chinese in China because it was the international school.
Oh, yes.
So they're not always necessarily Chinese.
They're actually usually not.
That's right, yes. So that was good. So, yeah, it all went together really well. We had a lot after midnight, quite a few, so that was interesting. Nearly, I think perhaps out of all the students, I had 22 students come. Most I've had come.
Yeah.
20 students. Two students came. I think out of all of those, a majority of them stayed awake all night.
Right, and I saw someone tweeting all night.
And I had them rostered on so that they were tweeting all through the night.
Mm.
They were rostered on to tweet a session, or they were rostered on to host a session, or they were rostered on to be an assistant to the host, or they had to come and be an audience.
Okay, and did you have a big theme? You usually have a theme with your Skype around the world.
Yes, our theme this time was learning, and we were asking about how different classes were learning in their different countries.
Mm-hmm. And what sort of things did they tell you?
Well, one of the things they had to do also was to teach us something, and we taught them our Chinese, of course, and they chose something to teach us. So that was interesting. We had things from teaching us about the digestive system.
Oh.
to teaching us about St. Patrick's Day.
Okay, and of
seeing
course.
Some leprechauns and things.
Because we've just had St. Patrick's Day too, haven't we?
Yes, and to seeing in Nairobi there some students singing some different songs for us.
Oh, great.
And, of course, we sang some different, our national anthem and things like that that they like to do, the different countries like to hear, and they like to sing theirs back. So that was great. Sometimes I feel we've done a couple of things the same, but then I realise they're different children.
That's right.
So, yeah.
So the children in Africa, were they in international school as well?
No, that was the Cheery School in Nairobi. Yeah. And those children are actually from the Kibera slums in Nairobi,
right,
which we didn't really realise before we had the Skype. But after the Skype, we've done some research about it, and there are quite a few YouTube videos about the Kibera slums in Nairobi.
So they obviously had good Skype connection.
It was sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
It was sufficient. It wasn't the clearest of all the pictures we had. It's interesting how around the world your picture does change.
Oh.
And probably some of our US schools had the best pictures, really clear. You noticed, yeah, it was really clear.
Yeah.
And then you think, is it the time of the day or what? But, you know, most of our Skypes were out of school hours.
Yeah.
Which you think is going to be better, but sometimes I can find after school the bandwidth is worse than it is during school.
I don't think you can tell sometimes. It's just potluck, isn't it?
It is potluck, yes. Mm. But anyway, the school in Nairobi, they had one computer for their 30 students, a tiny little classroom with desks all in a line and all the children there. We're at the moment looking at different ways that we can help them, and investigating different ways we can help them. These are children who live in the slums, and the slums have actually been there for like 40 years.
Mm.
And these are children that might have 1 meal a day if they're lucky.
Oh, my.
And some are sponsored to go to school.
Yeah.
So we're looking at different ways we can sponsor or send some things over.
Are they part of the World Vision sponsor program?
They're part of the KIN, Kids in Need,
okay,
program in the UK.
Yeah, that'd be different.
That's there. I think UNICEF might be there as well. There's probably a few different agencies there, I would say.
Mm.
And well, they have a few different schools, but the whole area is developing lots of different programs for education for the adults as well as the children.
So that's an amazing thing for your kids to see and to find out about.
It is, and it was particularly amazing because they didn't really realise before the Skype.
No.
And then I've spoken to the teacher on Skype a few times and found out more and more, and he's given me some YouTube links and things. So I've watched them and I've taken the videos to school and shown the kids, and they're all sort of gobsmacked really,
yeah,
about it.
Yeah.
And so even to the point where they've thought about the questions they asked the students were just totally irrelevant.
Yeah.
All and right. they all realise that, which is sort of all very well in hindsight, isn't it?
But isn't this what Skype's about, isn't it? It's about
That's
opening
right.
up those understandings and that authentic learning experience and bringing a sense of reality to what the kids are learning about.
It is, and it's really making them focus on what really is important. And sometimes, you know, when our kids are making some little thing into a mountain,
you know,
first world problems, as we say,
yes.
First world problems.
Yes.
They're realising, and I've shown them this, and I've also found some other videos online. I think one is called Teenage Influenza.
Oh, yes.
And that shows about, which they use for the 40-hour famine.
Mm.
And it shows a teenager who's very hard done by because their iPod only has 1 gigabyte or something. And and there's other poor children who are made to bring in the groceries and, yeah, you know, things like that in a nice home.
Yeah.
And my kids watched it now and really appreciated it and got it. So it was really good that they do. And we're going to Skype back to them again next week. And they've actually put some YouTube videos up online of the children saying different number counting.
Yeah.
Counting by twos and counting by fives and counting by tens. So we're going to put up some different YouTubes as well with our kids saying their tables and different things like that to them, and yeah, some Chinese and different things that they'll be able to watch as well.
So did that teacher find you through Twitter?
Yes, that teacher found me through Twitter.
Oh, that's
I put the Skype, the 24-hour Skype, up on the Skype for Education website,
mm,
and had it there. So I had a few bites there. But I must say probably a majority of my connections are through Twitter.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and using the tag SAW24,
yeah,
to get most of my connections for it.
Yeah.
I always like to have some Australian ones to start off with.
Well, we're in the same time zone, so that's convenient.
Yeah. New Zealand, Australia and Asia,
Singapore,
get those all,
yeah,
going.
Yeah,
yeah, because, yeah, we had Indonesia as well.
Right.
So we had a nice range from around those places, and then it's lovely to get some people in the UK, but they're a little bit harder to get because not all the schools are actually allowed to use Skype. They have a lot of rules and restrictions. You know, so much is banned over there that it's like they're living in the 1950s.
Well, it's hard sometimes to say, isn't it? You've just got to be lucky. Well, it often, you know, there's a huge range in what schools in Australia and Victoria are allowed to do too.
That's right, between states, yes.
Or even within the state, because I know.
That's right.
Yeah, so
depending which sector the school is in as well can be whether they're using Skype or whether they're using Google Plus or something.
Yeah.
But overall, it was a great time. And each time I run the 24-hour Skype, I think of how I can modify it next time and improve it even more.
Well, when you have a success like that with that school and the understandings you've developed with your kids, I mean, you can see the value of it instantly, can't you?
Yes. Well, next week, Skype, we're staying after school for it because they're 8 hours behind.
Oh, okay.
And they're going to come early at 8 a.m. and we're going to be Skyping them at 4 p.m.
Yeah, so they'll stay for that.
Yeah, so I've said we might have afternoon tea and then do our Skype.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's lovely, isn't it? That's fantastic.
So they're all very excited and bringing back their permission forms and all that sort of thing, as you do, because all of this you have to have permission forms for and all the legalities ticked and crossed and emergency management called and everything.
And if you're going to
wake over.
If you're going to do a YouTube, you're going to have all your publicity forms ticked and crossed. And
that's right. Yes. Yeah, I'll probably actually put it on Vimeo, I think.
Yeah, it's still
I might put it on
same
our
thing.
Yeah, same thing. Yeah, you have to have all your forms, and we have a form at the start of the year at our school where the parents tick off all the different permissions that they're allowed for their students.
So do we.
Saves 100 different forms because we're forever sending home permission forms for everything.
Yeah, it's
you feel like you almost feel like, well, we're breathing today, let's send home a permission form.
Well, we use Skype quite a bit too.
Yes.
In our school. I mean, we've been using it for a long time, and when I started thinking about this, I realised just how often we do use it. And one of the things I use it for a lot is to get some Skype interviews going for the school radio show.
And, yes.
Yeah, well, we connected with you earlier this year with our student leaders talking about student leadership. Mm-hmm. And we've done that again with Mildura West. And then Mildura West said, well, can we reciprocate now and interview your students? Because we have an environmental program and we'd like to see what you do about environment. And so we've had that conversation between kids about, and the kids can instantly see what programs are going on in different schools, and there's a whole heap of good ideas coming out of things that other students are doing that I really like.
Yeah, it's great for them to see that firsthand, isn't it, and get the information.
And they're very engaged when they're talking to other students. The funnest thing I think I've done this year is connect with my grade twos, which I have 2 days a week now. And we're studying My Place, and so we've connected with two schools in the Northern Territory.
Yes.
I think I've talked about this. Jasmine and Dwyer at Tipperary Station School and their kids.
Yes, yes.
And so, you know, the students have compared the different schools and how big ours is and how small there is.
Yes.
And we've used Google Earth to look at the environment and the township around our places and see how remote Tipperary Station is compared to all the houses around Berwick.
Yeah.
And then last week we got to speak to a school on the Tiwi Islands on Melville Island. So that was a very small Aboriginal community school, and the kids got to speak with those students, and they're going to call us back this week, and the children on Melville Island are going to be asking our children questions. So they're pretty excited about that.
And it's really interesting when they do even just visit the different schools' websites.
Yes.
Because our kids went and had a look at the websites for the different schools they were Skyping.
Yeah.
And you can pick up, oh, look, they've got values like our values.
Yeah.
And they're doing this program and that, and they can see the different programs different schools are doing.
Yeah. But they wouldn't be interested in doing that if they hadn't spoken to the students first.
No, having that connection is really powerful, isn't it?
It is. That's the point behind it, really, isn't it? And it's the same with my grade twos are very good at the Australia map now and where everything is, and, you know, They know exactly where the Tiwi Islands are. And
yep. And they're really looking at it well, aren't they?
Very connected to it. We've been able to use that in our English just with simple things like using the students' names, making sure we're putting a comma between each one and all that. So, you know, they want to know who the kids are. And
yes.
Yeah.
Well, we have an up-and-coming trip to the Northern Territory, Lois.
Oh, we do. We have a trip to Darwin, don't we?
And during that trip, I'm actually going to be visiting McFarlane Primary School.
I think.
In Katherine.
Yes. Well, I was thinking that they might be a good candidate for another Skype.
I think so. So while I'm there, I'll be making some connections, which always helps with Skypes.
It is.
And we'll be hoping to get a bit going back and forth there between the schools.
Yeah, I think I have asked once before. Some of the trouble we have with those schools is those children don't have publicity. So it's okay if you just want to Skype and it stays within your school.
Yes.
When it came to radio show, that wasn't an option because a lot of the children weren't allowed to have their talking published.
That's right, and you have to be aware of that and find out what the rules are.
Yes.
Don't you, for different cultures and different values and things like that.
It was okay within the school because we're just chatting, and so that's not published anymore.
Yes.
But,
well, we actually Skyped them last year, I think we Skyped them, and it was the first time they'd seen themselves cameras and things. So they were a bit
excited
about it. And
the children of Melville Island were pretty excited too.
They were very excited about it. You could see that this was like a sandpit session. You know how you have sandpit sessions?
Yeah.
This was a sandpit session, and we really needed to have the sandpit session and then call back another time. Because it's a good idea to have sandpit sessions with Skype.
It takes a while to get the protocols, you know, this works.
Yes, because I know when we started our 24-hour Skype, we weren't happy with the first session, and the first session was to a Melbourne school. And so, you know, we finished the Skype or whatever and rounded all the kids up and talked to them and talked about how we can make it better and everything for the next show, the next Skype. And it was so funny because in the next Skype, the school there commented on how organised we were and kids, it was just so well timed.
Yeah.
And just the positive feedback straight away.
Yeah.
The kids were, you know, oh, aren't we glad we did this and that, and we've reorganised and we've, you know, because you do have to be fairly organised.
You do. Do you have a hot seat type arrangement? We call it the hot seat, but the person talking comes to the front at the camera and stands near the microphone, can be seen and can be heard.
Well, we have a host. We call it that's the host for the session.
Yeah.
And because we were doing, you know, 20-odd sessions, there was enough for one for everybody.
Yep.
And if they weren't a host, they were the assistant, and the assistant could quite often talk. So it was really those two people. It wasn't thrown around the rest of the audience.
No, it's too hard, isn't it?
Yeah, because otherwise you're waiting for someone to come up to the microphone and sit down again and that sort of thing.
But you have to – they have to sort of understand too that – you need to have one person speaking at a time. You can't have lots of people speaking. And
that's right. Yeah, it helps to have a good microphone.
It does help to have a good microphone. Agreed.
I think good microphones are good. We used our Snowball this time.
Used a Snowball.
Yeah, which was all right, but I really did like my iRig mic. just having some cable problems with that at the moment. But
anyway,
that was a nice mic.
What was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, the other thing I've done with debating, which I haven't done lately, but love to get back to, is the Skype debating.
You know, that's right, yeah.
Yes, talking about authentic audience. The kids were just, you know, at first they thought it was a lot of hard work organising a debate, but the minute they'd finished a Skype debate with another school, and it wasn't that far away often, they were just over the other side of Melbourne or something, they couldn't wait to do it again. So that was terribly engaging too. That was a great exercise for Skype.
Yeah, and I mean it's just cutting down what stops you doing a lot of things, and that is buses. So I know for my school, buses are incredibly expensive. The next camp we're going on, the bus is like $4,000.
Oh, my, yes.
Before we've left the school, we've got to pay $4,000 for buses. So if we want to go anywhere or visit anyone, buses are a huge cost. Yeah. So
being able to use Skype becomes impractical, doesn't it?
Yes, because it's just, you know, we have to go to Melbourne or wherever. It's, you know, so much money for the bus. So debating, great. And one of the uses I'm hoping to do next with it is chess.
Skype chess?
Yes, we're hoping to hook up to some chess experts.
Oh,
so
okay.
Anyone out there knows a school where there are some great students who are chess experts and would like to do some coaching of students who are just beginning chess, If they get in contact with me, that'd be great because we'd like to cross over via Skype during our chess club and get some coaching.
Oh, yes. What a good idea.
Yes. And I know there are quite a few schools around now who are into chess in a big way.
All right.
Was it Wanganui Primary School?
I don't know, Jen. I've never been able to play chess. It's far too directional for me.
Well, I think Wanganui Primary School might have been had Australian champions or something as well. Okay. So I'll be hot on their tails.
All right. Well, that's a great idea. Now, listen, when you do your Skypes, do you record them? I mean, we record ours for a radio interview.
Yeah, I did record our Skypes this time. Mm-hmm. I don't record them to publish them anywhere.
No.
I did mention it, that it was being recorded or whatever, but we're not going to actually publish it and put it up on the website. If we did, we would ask for permission, and if they were happier for us to do that, we might put it perhaps on the wiki or something. But I find it's video and it's not always...
No, I don't use the video often. I often turn the video off.
Yeah.
But when you talk about pictures not being very clear, just to the Northern Territory, the video was terrible.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, isn't it?
So I couldn't get a good clear picture at all.
Yeah. Well, see, actually the recordings I did, I put them all into the Dropbox so the students could have access and watch their Skype again.
Oh, yes, that's a nice idea. So we've got quite a few examples that we're going to put on our links for people to see if you want to use Skype in your classroom and ways that we've used them, won't we, Jen?
Yes.
Skype in the classroom, you mentioned that earlier, and I have a request up there on Skype in the classroom for people who'd be interested in joining our radio show as well.
Yep, and if they go to the education site in Skype, actually there are lots of different other projects. They can look up all sorts of projects around the world and find lots of projects. It was interesting among our schools that we Skyped with this time, there were quite a few schools that was their very first Skype. They'd never Skyped before. Okay. Yeah. So their game coming on, they've never Skyped before. So that makes me feel a bit nervous because they haven't tried it out. I'm hoping they would have already tried it out. So
Well, sometimes you've just got to jump in with both feet.
And, you know, a few of them gone off and want to have their own 24-hour Skype. So that's interesting.
That's a bit brave.
There's one in New Zealand who's having a 24-hour Skype.
Okay. Oh, yes, I've seen that one. I think I've seen that tweeted.
Yeah, Cass.
Might be the same person.
Yeah, Cass in New Zealand. So that's interesting. But, the Education Skype website has got lots of information and all different sorts of things
lots
you can look
projects.
At there. Yeah. Ideas, projects.
I've got a couple of links from there for our radio show. Yeah. I've got a new request for one from Indonesia, which I've got to attend to.
Yeah, and they have experts and all sorts of people lined up that you can have Skype into your classroom.
Yes, which I haven't done, but then now that I'm in a classroom, I might do that.
So it's something that's there and can be used, which is great.
I think kids are really more interested in speaking to kids, to be honest.
Yes.
Having another expert sometimes, well, for the younger students, it's just like having another teacher. And,
it is.
They like to talk to kids.
unless it's some special expert.
Like a spaceman or something.
Like someone diving underwater with sharks.
Oh, yes, that'd be cool.
They have that sort of thing.
Anyway.
So that can be good for them. So that was our 24-hour Skype. It's a bit of a relief when it was over, though. Well,
I think this sounded to me like it's been your most successful one.
It's well worth doing.
Yes. Oh, no, I believe it is true. I think it's like it's breaking down the classroom walls like we talk about and getting the kids out there to, why would you talk about my place in Australia when you don't look at, if you've got the opportunity to talk to other students in other schools around Australia and get that first-hand knowledge.
That's right.
It's like taking them on a road trip.
Something I didn't mention about the recordings we have, we're actually using those for assessment.
Oh, with the students speaking?
Yeah, speaking and listening skills.
Oh, good man.
Because you can, when you really look at them and record down the questions they've asked, whether the questions are responding to what the people are saying or whether the questions are just something completely different.
Yes.
And they're not really listening.
We do exactly the same with the radio show interviews, where the student can listen to the answer, actively listen and respond.
Yeah.
And sometimes you find they'll ask a question where that person has just answered that question.
Yeah,
you know, they weren't expecting that answer. They've just extended a previous answer. But the student will be so focused on the next question, they will ask a question where it has just been answered.
I just said that, so they're not really listening. They're looking at other things or not even listening.
Oh, I think they're nervous often and they're very focused on what they're going to say next and they don't want to get it wrong. And so rather than listening, they're thinking about what their role is going to be.
But it's a skill to learn, isn't it?
It is. To listen to someone
and comment about what they're saying, come in with your own talk.
That's right. Or to say something from an I point of view. Oh, yes, I have experienced that too, or I understand. We prompt them with things they might say beforehand, and we actually get our students to practice what they might be able to say.
Yes.
But it's really terrific for them to have that experience where they're talking to someone and have to do it, because it is a listening and speaking skill.
It is, and it really shows you speaking and listening skills are so important.
Yeah. Anyway, Jen, I think we've probably covered the Skype topic for now, and we could probably thank our listeners and move on for the day.
One other little thing I was going to mention, though.
Yes.
You were talking about My Place.
Yes.
With your school connected to different schools.
Yes.
Aitken Creek Primary School has produced a lovely little book in iBooks all about their school.
Right. So
I'll put the link on there and people can have a look at that book made by the preps.
We'll be
and it's all about
that.
All about their school, and it's got pictures and drawings and writing. Yeah, they've made it in Book Creator and then put it into iBooks, and they've got their voices talking, and it's a lovely little book.
A lovely example of how to use your iPad to extend that way. Yes,
and I think the actual putting it into iTunes, into the iBook store, the kids will see it being downloaded.
Yes.
And they'll just be, oh, wow, look at how someone's downloaded our book. It gives them a real
sense. So how would they have done that, Jen? Would they have just applied to the iTunes store to put their book in?
There are plenty of YouTube videos on how-tos for that. So I'll put a link in there for it, if you like, rather than explaining the whole process, but it's not that hard.
Not that hard? Does it take very long?
No, not that hard at all. So I'll put the link there and people can check that out and see how to do that.
Okay, Jen. Well, on that note, we'll finish. So thank you for listening today, and thank you, Jenny, for all that information about Skype around the world. It's very interesting.
Thanks, Lois. Thanks for today.
Okay.